IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You are listening to Viewpoints. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Brother Habib and Sayyid Mohsen. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalam wa rahmatullah.
An old question, and so many new answers are given to that, especially in today's world with these so-called broad-minded intellectuals. So say that it's not rooted, most of the ayahs, in the reality, they say. One proposition is this, that some of the ayahs, or they believe most of the ayahs are not rooted in what is the truth or the absolute truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is because of the encounter of Prophet Muhammad with the evidences of the events that were atmosphere around. That's why the Shan and Nuzul of Ayat might refer to a specific story or the presence of Prophet Muhammad in a situation or this and that. What's your answer to that, brother? The question is that some of the verses or the ayahs of the Quran were revealed to Prophet Muhammad, or it's better to say it was because of the inspiration inside, but because of his encounter with his events around.
What does the
Quran... And not, for example, rooting in the absolute truth or reality.
So what does it bring? Like, who basically reveals
so
these
doesn't
things?
Doesn't it show it is a personal experience?
The question is, if something is happening to the Prophet, who was guiding the Prophet? Where is this verse is coming from? Is he making up by himself? What is the question, basically?
The question is very clear. The personal experience of Prophet Muhammad in a specific situations made him to say such words.
For example,
For example, if
Prophet, there is a group coming from Yemen to the Prophet, and Prophet is talking about the Rome. He's giving news about the future.
Yes.
It is something personal experience which he made up by himself.
They believe, or for example, referring to the stories of the wives of Prophet Muhammad not revealing, you know, the secret, you know, when he was the wife. Or for example, the examples that are given out of the camel.
At the end of the day, the Holy Quran was placed,
sorry,
was revealed.
It was revealed.
Okay. No. What I want to say is that it was revealed to the people at the time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to come and talk about smartphones. He's not going to reveal verses about smartphones during that time. He's going to be talking about something. Well, when you talk about something, you have to talk about something, you know, we're in connection to with.
Mm-hmm.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verses that is connected with the everyday community for the Muslims.
Doesn't it, Brother Habib, make it time, place bound?
That I knew you were going to go there. When I
sorry,
was talking,
no.
I knew that it was going to go over there.
Okay,
that was I was thinking about, you know, the fact about this. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise or not. The Prophet also is a smart person at the end of the day. Even if you don't accept him as a prophet, you have to believe that he's a smart person, right?
Yeah.
When a smart person thinks, he thinks to at least, when you're making a government, you at least think for 100 years, 200 years about your government. You bring it forward. That is why when we talk about laws, these laws are not only for the people during that time, but rather they're also for the rest of the world. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the verses of the Holy Quran, and it's talking generally. It's not saying that, oh, people during the time of the Prophet.
Mm-hmm.
It's talking generally.
Okay.
That's one thing. And another...
So what happens if a person from out of the Arab Peninsula on that time does not believe in the Holy Quran, or at least in today's world, does not read a verse out of the Holy Quran?
Mustadaf. The concept of mustadaf. Those who do not have proof. I don't know why you guys always forget about mustad'af. You know, we always kind of believe in this categorization of Muslim, non-Muslim, and kafir.
No. Muslim and the believing ones. The other ones believe in God, but does not
No problem. They're considered mustad'af.
Okay.
They still, for example, you have to believe in this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more merciful than me and you.
Okay.
That at the end of the day, how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judge a person who has never heard of the Quran, who has never heard of the Prophet, even who has never heard of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to judge him? When he reaches the correct proof in a correct manner, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge him. We are talking about the people during that peninsula. It grew and grew and grew and grew. Nowadays, it's everywhere.
Okay.
And yet to this day, I still believe that there are still a lot of mustad'afin. Why? Because of the vast amount of information that is out there, It gets confusing for some people. Mm-hmm. Not everyone has the mental capability of, for example, you, brother, Sayyid.
Yes, yes.
Very wide. Most of them are like me, very small-minded, right? We only take what our fathers told us, for example. Yes, yes. So at the end of the day, you have to keep in mind that mustad'af.
Okay.
Leave that person out. This person, when the Quran reaches him, when the verses reaches him, then we will talk about him.
Okay.
But for now, we're talking to the people around the Prophet. Who is the Prophet preaching to? He has to start in a place, for God's sakes. You know, it's like asking, why did he start in Saudi Arabia? Where is he going to start? He has to start in the place. He was born over there. Jalat qada Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him over there. It happened already. It happened. He was born there. He has to start in the place. He started over there.
Well, for those people who basically object on the revelation on the Quran and they say like it was made by a person himself, by the Prophet.
Or it was time, place.
Or it was a time, place or whatever they say. For me, if I basically assume myself as a non-Muslim, as an outsider, I will never ever follow these people who are objecting on the Quran and the Prophet right now. Reason: if I take both of them as a human, general human being, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the Quran, he gave the news about the past perfectly, which the Jews and the Christians,
and the mushrikeen accepted.
Yes, they all accepted. Okay. Yes. The polytheist. He talks about the future. There are the verses which talks about the general human, like by the time the human beings are on this earth, it is useful for them.
Yes.
Now, this kind of material is more useful for me as an outsider rather than using Suroosh's works or, I don't know, the people you just said, they objected about
Nas, Hamad, Abu Zaid, Muhammad, Argun, and the other ones.
So for me as an outsider, this book of Quran, which have a use, which has a long life, for example, like till the human being is there, it's talking about, Ya Ayyuhan Nas, all people, all mankind. It's talking to me.
Okay.
Of any time. So for me, it has more usage, even if I don't believe in any prophet or anything else.
Okay.
Another thing is that I just wanted to repeat this idea that I stated, and that is the fact that these names that you mentioned, what is their goal? They're trying to say that the Quran is not from Allah?
Some of them believe it was from Allah. Some of them respect Muhammad as the prophet of Allah. But they say that it is not true to say that sometimes the ayahs were revealed to the heart of Prophet Muhammad, sometimes through Archangel Gabriel, some other times relating to some of the stories around Prophet Muhammad, about the wars, about the wives of the Prophet Muhammad, about the different incidents that he was busy with.
So they say that the Quran is not the verses of Allah?
It is not the verses of Allah. It is
the verses of Prophet Muhammad. I have a question. Are they Sunni or Shia? Because generally,
it doesn't matter.
Both of them, brother. So Muhammad Ergun and Nas Hamad Abu Zayd were Sunnis. Suroosh and Shabastari are, you know, Shias, okay? It is both of them.
Doesn't matter. At the end of the day, they're using analogy. They're pretty much, you know, what is their base of knowledge? Are they taking the base of knowledge? Because we do have verses that talk about the reality of Al-Wahi. We do have sayings from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam that show the reality of Wahi. And if you have a problem with the reality of Wahi, go search from the person that is stating that he gains the wahi. Ask him how he gained wahi. And he was asked. And that is why we have that verse. وَمَا كُنَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ إِلَّا مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from either he would send the message towards his heart right away, or for example, he would send the messenger Gabriel, Rasulun Amin, right? A trustworthy messenger, which is Gabriel. Or for example, he would see in his dream, or he would reveal to him in his eyes. At the end of the day, I could make up one right now.
Okay.
I could make one up right now. And that's, for example, just by hearing. He could hear voices. And these voices are enough for him to believe, and they are specific for him.
This is what the miraculous aspects of the Holy Quran, some of them say, was only limited to the oral form of the Holy Quran. And then it was changed into the written form or inked form, it has missed all its revelatory influences.
How?
Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam is available. He's the half of the Quran, and you go ahead and ask him. That's my answer for me personally.
So there are still so many challenging questions, okay, regarding...
The thing is that when you say they're challenging, I want something clear for me to understand, because I'm having trouble. I'm intrigued right now to go back home, actually, and just read about them more to see what they're trying to say. Because I think that we might misunderstand Suroosh. I'm literally saying this. Because, for example, Marxism, right? Some people misunderstood what he was trying to say. Okay. They interpreted it in the manner that is like a shubha.
No, this tajrobah, this tajrobah navavi or ruya rasulane, which is called a prophetic, you know, it's better to say dream or illusion, or it's better to say, you know, a kind of personal experience, all shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal anything to Prophet Muhammad. But Prophet Muhammad was full of Allah and divinity. That whatever now, that whatever he said was like the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So are the words of Allah this enough? I understand. Okay.
This is Surusay.
He became so perfect, perfect. That he became something similar to Allah.
His words.
that's what you're saying. Similar to Allah. Okay. And then when you become similar to Allah,
he's the philosopher.
That's what I wanted to say. At the end of the day, so if he's speaking, Allah's speaking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, at the end of the day, that's not what the Prophet in the Quran was saying. Because see, at the end of the day, I'm going to ask you. You're saying that this is the words of Allah. You accept that.
Okay.
Allah is saying, this is the words of Allah, not Muhammad. Mm-hmm. So you answer that to me, and then we'll
have a question. I have a question. Obviously, if the Quran is the you need a form of dream, the verses like where we have La ilaha illa ana, there is no God except me.
Yeah, they say that a lot. A lot of mystics say that.
Where do you take it? La ilaha illa ana. This ana, is it the Prophet or the God? Mm-hmm. If it is the wordings of the Prophet by himself, he has brought all these things. La ilaha illa. There is no God. Illa ana, except me. What is this me? Is it Allah or is it the Prophet? It's definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's many verses
evidences in order to prove Quran from the Quran itself?
The concept, of course.
You cannot do that.
No.
In today's world,
Alama Tabatabai states that you can. I kind of disagree with that. I believe that understanding the Quran, because it was talking to Arabs at the time. You have to understand Arabic at that time.
And it was
not the Arabic that we have now.
Yeah.
Right? You have to understand Arabic. Other than that, you also need the aid of the sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam to understand it more. Because, you know, the Quran is very... It's a sword with two sharp points. Two sharp ends.
Edges.
Two sharp edges. You could use it for yourself and your enemy could use it for himself.
Okay.
You have to understand it as if you're Arab. That's what makes the Quran, you know, the Quran.
Right.
If you want to interpret the Quran with the Quran, there could be some verses that, yeah, you can do it as Allama Tabatabai stated. But at the end of the day, man, we're Arab. Don't make it sophisticated.
Yes.
See, no one made religion sophisticated other than these, you know, theories. At the end of the day, listeners, please, whenever you hear some misconception, some new idea, please read the idea first. Truly understand what they're trying to say. Understand their bases, then come back to your, you know, to the sense of, you know, of your mortality, of understanding the Quran as the Quran is itself.
And put them all away.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Mahmoud, the producer, to placing me for the bad guy, you know, a host.
No, yeah, we're not saying he's a bad guy. You're the one defending them. So we have to attack you as well.
Come on, man. I'm not defending them. I just said I...
When the elephant runs through a cage,
come on, man.
It breaks the cage, even though the metal didn't do anything wrong.
Okay, so Clement over here is that I did not believe in anything I said in today's program, you know. I was just here, what? A showman?
Not, but al-kufri laysa bi kafir.
Okay, that's
the spokesman.
Right. Nah, I'm the spokesman of those. Okay, no problem.
No problem.
Thank you.
All right.
No problem. Okay. Oh, the bad guy, the host. Always, you know, in these challenging things, you know. Once Sheikh Hamza was over here, so that guy said, Rola, do you believe in all this? Come on, no. Me, no. Thank you very much, Brother Habib.
You're welcome.
And Sayyid Mohsen for a presence in the program. Viewpoints talking about the Holy Quran as the words of Allah or Prophet Muhammad. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information on this episode and other episodes of the program Viewpoints, visit our website at parstudio.com/en, Call of Islam page, also our YouTube channel and Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
The same When I'm too concerned by what they say, why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in life, a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone.